Botched agency reorganization can be costly, spoil morale, and lead to lost institutional knowledge. A troubled attempt at restructuring taught the Small Business Administration those very lessons. And maybe they can help other agencies now facing the Trump administration's government-wide reorg. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, who is saying SBA botched one, and when did they botch it?
Well, that was a little bit of Congress and a little bit of SBA's Office of Inspector General. Back in fiscal 2014, SBA's management approved 300 positions for an early retirement and buyout, or VRVSIP program. About half of those people in those positions took the offer, and the agency paid out about $2 million. Now, early retirement and buyouts are used in government, industry, and under this latest directive from the Trump administration to reorganize the federal government, some agencies are already laying out plans for their own programs. But this one back in 2014 was a bit different. SBA Chief Operating Officer Joseph Lotto was serving as the deputy COO during this time and saw firsthand what was going on and talked about it to a House Small Business Committee.
The entire plan was done in 30 days. It did not follow 12 of the 14 recommended approaches in terms of building out a Vera Visa plan. The program was offered to 149 people. What's disappointing is 54 people. It was not about positions. It was about who they were, the employee. And the lack of that planning, the lack of communications, and the lack of leadership really caused that program to be a failure before it even started.
Lotto said there was a tremendous morale problem within the SBA's Office of Human Resources Solutions during this restructuring time, so he moved to the office to help with day-to-day operations because of a lack of leadership there. And he said 4 months into the job, he found a letter from SBA's then-Chief Human Capital Officer. And apparently 2 weeks after the Vera Visa program was announced, the Chico at the time sent a letter to the rest of the SBA saying basically ignore the guidelines of the policy, which had already been approved by the Office of Personnel Management. And instead, when it came to critical positions, hire at will.
The Chief Human Capital Officer said that to ignore the announcement of the buyouts in the Vera Visa program.
Yes, it said just go about your business, keep on hiring. And now that letter is one of a trio of issues that SBA's Office of Inspector General boiled down the final restructuring down to. Here's Mike Ware, acting SBA IG.
The first one would be the lack of any true level of planning that would have aligned with OPM's requirements and SBA's stated goals. That would be the first one. To add to the first one as well, it's almost as if they rushed to implement something they weren't exactly ready for. Otherwise, the plan would have been done on the top. But the second one is that the lack of tracking, because they didn't have a formal tracking mechanism to really track who left what and what positions would need to be restructured and all that. That was the second cause. The third one was that what Mr. Lotto spoke about, that the former Chico put out really poor guidance in the form of that memorandum that in essence told everybody in HR, you could just simply backfill the positions.
Ware said his office received requests from congressional oversight committees and from hotline calls complaining that the program was not being correctly planned and implemented, which is why they did this audit. He said the scope of the audit did not include employee morale, but that it was evident that at least some people were affected enough to come forward, and some were even going to the Office of Special Counsel to complain.
Ay, ay, ay. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and you've mentioned that OPM had something to do with this restructuring.
When an agency wants to start an early retirement program, it has to go to OPM for approval. So in the case of SBA's 2014 plan, OPM did have to sign off on it. And that fact was not lost on Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer.
They approved a plan without all of the documentation and everything in place, without checking all the boxes. Is that what you just said?
The Office of Personnel Management approved the plan with real due diligence. They should not have, but they did. And we violated what we agreed to.
Okay, to follow up on that, does OPM then, do they have a review process? Is part of the process of allowing this to happen, approving this, the Vera Visa plan, is part of that process for them to go back and periodically review, or do they request reports, periodic reports, audits?
Yes, they do. We found that that is part of it. They
were did. They doing it?
They
obviously
no,
not.
Actually, no. What we found was that a requirement was made that they had to do quarterly updates. But what we found was the agency reported to OPM that it was too premature at that stage to provide the quarterly updates, and there was no follow-up.
So OPM really dropped the ball on this one. Yes, sir. Mr. Lilla.
What OPM received from SBA were some false premises, And as a result of those false premises, they made a decision. Their decision, based off of false premises, is why we ended up with an approval. Okay.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is we got two bad actors here. We got the SBA that didn't fulfill the requirements of the plan that they requested to be put in place and approved for, and got OPM that really approved a plan they shouldn't have to begin with because none of the documentation was in place and then the audits that were necessary. Is that a fair statement?
I would say that they had limited documentation, and some of that documentation was false. And as a result, they approved the plan.
That was SBA COO Joe Lodo and SBA Acting Inspector General Mike Ware answering questions from Blaine Lutkemeyer. Now, Lodo also shared that the 2014 program caused a lot of loss of institutional knowledge as people left district offices and even the Office of Capital Access. And now the way the agency protects against that is weekly peer-to-peer hours, mentoring, lender-teacher relationships, and also employees get to say, hey, this is what I want to study and brush up on.
What's important for us, knowing that that knowledge is leaving, we have the responsibility to transfer the knowledge that's within the agency to the future leaders and to the new people coming on board.
During the hearing, Congressman James Comer asked whether SBA's mistakes were unique or if other agencies have run into similar issues, and IG Ware said he found a similar report from the Environmental Protection Agency, but in his 28 years in the IG community, this was his first time wading into this kind of problem. And I should mention that the EPA has already set aside $12 million to help cover early buyouts and early retirements for this year's reorganization. And the state and interior departments are also reported to be pursuing programs like this.
All right, a great lesson learned in what not to do, basically.
Right.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com and don't do what they did.